opening corral. The river curved around behind the barn and corral, hidden by the trees, and that's where the pistol reports continued from, six at a time, before a minute or so pause, while the young man who called himself Johnny Nevada reloaded. Johnny Nevada. That was the fanciful youngster's made-up name. His official name, inked in proper form on the arrest warrant, was Jonathan Hulbert Fenton, formerly of Carson City, Nevada, but recently of Clantic in the Montana Territory. He now lived here with his grandfather, Hector Fenton, who ran a few cattle now and then, and bought and sold horses, but who mostly survived by hook and by crook, like so many former independent frontiersmen and cattlemen, forced into retirement by mortality, as well as the economic reality of changing times. There simply weren't any buffalo to hunt anymore, and the fur companies were long out of business, fur no longer being the lucrative enterprise it had been for so long. Hector had once punched cows for area ranchers as well, but those days were over for him too, as arthritis had made climbing in and out of the hurricane deck of a brush-tail range pony much too painful. A fall from a horse would likely snap his brittle spine. As Stillman halted the clay in front of the shack, the shooting started again after another pause, the shots spaced roughly 2 seconds apart. Stillman was close enough to the shooter now that he could hear the clinks of the airtight tins and the shattering of the glass bottles Johnny Nevada was shooting at. The shack's plank door opened and a grizzled head peered cautiously out, one eye narrowed. "Hello, Heck," Stillman said. The grimace on the older man's face was unmistakable when he recognized the Hill County Sheriff, and the milky brown eyes found the five-pointed star pinned to his visitor's shirt. The grimace wasn't personal. Stillman considered himself a friend of Hector Fenton, and he knew Fenton felt the same about him. It was just that the old man was well aware of why Stillman was here, and he didn't like it. Just as Stillman himself didn't like it. Fenton stepped out onto the little boardwalk that served as his stoop, near a clay olla hanging from the roof's overhang to his left, a gourd dipper resting in the pot. The old man turned to the pot and grabbed the dipper.
"What's wrong, Ben? Rustlers out this way again? If so, I ain't seen none."
Stillman climbed gingerly out of the buggy. His back felt fine, though Doc Evans, keeping counsel with the Denver surgeon who dug the bullet from Stillman's back last fall, had forbidden him from straddling a horse for another month. Stillman considered it an over-precaution, but the numbness he still felt in his feet on occasion compelled him to follow the doctor's orders, which were Stillman's wife's orders as well. The lovely Faye's orders were even harder to ignore than the doctor's. Stillman walked up alongside the clay bank, running a soothing gloved hand over the horse's back. The clay was a fine mount, but Stillman was looking forward to saddling his buckskin sweets again and running the stable green out of the beast.
"What makes you think anything's wrong, Heck?"
Fenton sipped from the dipper, working his mustached lips. He dropped the dipper back into the bucket, wiped the sleeve of his grimy buckskin shirt across his mouth, and said,
"Ben, you and I have known each other a lot of years. When was the last time you rode out to my place when something wasn't wrong?"
It was true. Stillman saw Heck Fenton mainly in town. The sheriff often bought the firewood Fenton cut to keep the courthouse stoves burning, and he and Heck occasionally played poker or checkers in the Longhorn Saloon. Fenton had known Stillman's best friend, Milk River Bill Harmon, who'd lived on a ranch near here before he was murdered some years ago. It was the urge to track down Bill's killer that had plucked Stillman out of an early retirement and, ironically, had given him a new lease on life, which included marriage to a beautiful woman and, more recently, a beautiful little son in Benjamin William Jr.